Heap at Cambridge by Jeremy Paul, with Alfred Molina as Dermot Heap and Sasha Paul as Polly King.
I got a girl who's always late every time we have a date, but I love her, yes I love her.
Klim is lonely, social misfit, haunted with guilt. Thomas Hardy was lonely, felt misunderstood. So, his hero is a young man adrift in a moral and intellectual wilderness with no fixed rules. Karen, Natalie, stop yattering. Now listen, no rules, but the promptings of his own soul. Now what have I just said, Natalie?
Promptings of his own soul, sir.
Whose soul? Whose soul, Natalie?
Klim's.
Thank you, Karen. Fate's the villain in most of Hardy's work, and his characters are usually fighting a losing battle against a force which is neutral and indifferent to their sufferings.
I can't get with Return of a Native, sir. I think it's dead boring.
Is it boring for you, Karen?
No, sir. You make it sound dead interesting. You make it sound real.
That's the spirit. That's the way to get to Cambridge.
That's the way to get teacher.
My little girl at Cambridge.
Well done, Polly.
Dream come true for an old ignoramus like me. Didn't get her brains from me.
Didn't get her looks either, General.
No, she got them from her mother, Wally.
Oh, he's such a flatterer.
Got her brains from me.
What's that, dear? Hold your glass straight.
Oh, Gerald, no, no more Fernandia, no.
I was the brainy one.
Polly, my clever little pretty Polly.
Oh, Dad, please, don't.
Who said the state system was rubbish, eh?
I did.
With a bit of natural ability, determination.
It's all rubbish.
Everest has been conquered.
Oh, Dad, Mr. Heap's here.
Heap?
My teacher.
Yes, we did ask him, dear.
Yeah, well, of course we did. I know we did. Most important person after Polly. I didn't know he was called Heap, that's all.
Oh, silly.
Oh, thank God you're here. The whole family turned up. It's a nightmare.
They know about us.
Nobody knows. Of course they don't, I promise you.
You want a bet?
Oh, Mr. Heap.
Mummy.
I'm going to give you a great big kiss, Mr. Heap, for all you did for Polly.
Here's the chap, everyone. The English master. The Svengali who nurtured the tender plant through her A-levels and helped her fill in the form. Champagne, Heap. I can't call you that. What's your Christian name?
It's Diarmid.
Diarmid? Celtic?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Well done, old man. Splendid stuff.
Uncle Wally. And this is my Nan. Nan, it's Mr. Heap, my teacher.
He doesn't look a bit like I imagined him. Not a bit.
Sorry?
God bless you, darlings.
Thank you.
Mr. Heap, I'm Polly's Aunt Shirley.
How do you do?
Couldn't your wife come, dear Mid?
No, she couldn't, I'm afraid.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Just saying, dear Mid. Marvellous for comprehensive education, what you pulled off with Polly. Marvellous for this community. People said it couldn't be done, you know. Oxbridge.
Well, not too easily, can it be?
Polly told you, has she? I'm editor of the local rag. Think you two deserve a little splash.
Oh, no, I don't think
encourage
that.
The others.
Look, the headmaster wouldn't care for it.
Of course he will. His school on my front page, teacher and star pupil. There, against the four sider. Come on now. Nice and natural.
Put your arm around her, dear mate. Your arm. For our family album.
Like this, Mum.
Yes.
No.
Big smile. Cheese. That's it. That's what we're after.
Right. Is this an engagement party?
What a pretty photo. Teacher and star pupil against the Forsyth here.
Oh, don't put custard on it.
Save it for your scrapbook.
You should have been there. No, you should have. They were asking after you.
She's late. I've got to go.
Everything's under control.
Mummy, the wheels come off my engine.
All right, David. Daddy will fix it. Boggle wants her dinner.
You're looking very dressed up for a parents' evening.
Orders. Some parents complained last term. Frida Pengelly went out at lunchtime and bought a new cardigan. Mm. Good night, darling. But Polly, be here soon, and Daddy will stay till she comes, if not longer.
Jill, at some time we're going to need to talk.
Well, not now.
Oh, Jill, sorry I'm late.
Come in, dear. David's had his tea. Don't keep him up late. He's a bit grumpy. Bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hiya, David. You've been a good boy today. Polly's brought you a present.
The wheel's come off my engine.
Don't worry, Daddy will mend it.
He did last time and it's fallen off again.
Yes, yes, all right, all right. Calm down, Boggle. Supper's on its way.
He's out for the count, the little angel.
He likes you.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Oh, steady, I've got to go.
Oh, not this minute.
I'm playing tonight at the Dog and Duck to supplement my increments. It's why you're here.
I'm here because I love you.
Yeah, I know, yes. Yeah. Love you too, but Polly, not here.
Why not? Because of Jill. She understands. She approves of us.
What?
She does. We've talked about it. She's got her fella and she wants you settled. Happy.
Her fella?
Roger the Bodger, the builder.
You mean she's talked about Roger to you?
Yes. She doesn't want me feeling bad.
Well, what did she tell you about Roger?
He's got a house called Mandalay up the Hitcham Road with a swimming pool in his back garden.
Isn't he married?
No, she's left him.
I didn't know any of this.
Well, now you do. Oh, come on. Just a quickie.
Polly.
Oh, we can't do it here. Where can we do it? My house?
Cambridge.
You won't be there.
Get a room. Tent.
Dormobile?
Dormobile, yeah. But Polly, yeah. Polly, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I don't want this to be sordid. Do you understand?
Sordid? Oh, no. Oh, darling Heap. We aren't sordid. I love you. Oh, God, I love you.
I love you. Yeah, I love you. Oh, it's a door.
Don't answer.
I must. I must. It could be the house buyer. Please, Boggle, just for once, behave yourself.
Oh, sorry. Are we disturbed?
No.
We do have an appointment. 7 o'clock. Your wife?
Yes, did she? Oh, please, come in.
We're parked on the opposite. Is it all right?
Safe? Yes, all quite, yes.
There. So pretty from the front. A cottage, it says.
A cottage, yes, is how you might...
Oh, what a nice...
Oh, sit, Boggle! Just get it! Get in there! Sit! Sorry. Now...
Oh, this is very compact. Look, Arnold.
This is a very small kitchen.
Well, you know, it's got all you, freezer, cooker.
Phone on the wall. That's handy. I said, that's handy, Arnold. It's Clayton, by the way. Dorothy and Arnold.
Heap. Mr. Heap. Oh. Do you want to, through here?
Oh.
The living room.
Oh, yes. Very homey. Look, Arnold, toys.
Have you got,
Alas, no. Just the two of us.
Mind the beam.
Arnold? Ah! He's a bit deaf. Might I ask what sort of price you might be prepared to...
Well, the agent had it at 77.
Come down to, I was meaning.
Down?
I'm going on up, all right.
All right.
The marital bedroom.
Oh, yes, I like the pink.
I don't much care for the pink.
Bathroom through there. All my cons. Mind the step.
Oh, look, a vanity unit, Arnold.
That's right. Yes, my wife. It's her pride and joy. My son's room. He's asleep.
Oh, then we won't disturb him.
What's in here?
Little boy sleeping, dear.
Oh, sorry.
In here. My workroom.
Oh, good gracious, company.
Young lady, part of the fixtures.
Arnold.
Primary school teacher, my wife. This is our babysitter.
Oh, hello.
It's all right, dear. We're only viewing. You could do your photography in here, Arnold.
A bit small for my dark room.
View of the garden.
Is that a pub over there?
Yes, very convenient for you, lovey. It's very nice, Mr. Heath, but...
Traffic.
Well...
Gone, all gone, Mrs. Clayton. Planned ring road, May of next year, take it all right off the doorstep.
Oh, really? Well, if you've got that in writing...
Your husband won't hear a thing.
You'll want to watch your dog on this busy road.
What, dear?
I said you'll want to watch your dog.
How exactly? I mean, did she...
In the straightforward vernacular, if you want the truth.
It came as a bombshell last night, Diarmid. She got in from babysitting for her friend Olive.
What she said was, of all people, why her? Why not someone who wanted to go?
All we've done for her.
All he's done, Mr. Heap, Diarmid. It's him she's letting down and his school.
I think it's nerves, myself. She's only a baby.
Nerves? Is that sauna place she's working at? Nothing to do with herself except get steamed up all day.
Or it could be a love affair.
What kind of man is it who'd spoil this for her, eh? Don't give me love, Joan.
It's certainly nobody she's brought home.
Polly?
I came to see you.
Into my classroom, yes. Why didn't you talk to me first? Polly, what do you mean by it?
Don't shout at me.
We have to discuss this.
You'll steam up if you're standing here with your clothes on.
Never mind. Now, what brought this on?
You want to know? It was last night. After us and those people. After you went to the dog and duck, I got thinking. Got scared.
Would it help, I wonder, if we spent a day up there? Saw the sights, got a taste. This Saturday.
What do you say to that, Polly?
Are you listening, dear?
Yes, all right.
Polly, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh.
I'm sorry, damn it. Teenagers.
Would be wonderful of you, Diarmid, if you can spare the time. Wouldn't it, Gerald?
She looks up to you.
Look at them. Dummies. Rent a grad.
Don't patronise them.
Mind out, you perp!
Oh, oh! You all right?
Bet half of them don't want to be here. They were pushed, penned like sheep.
You, reading wisdom. You want to be at Cambridge?
Beats the dole.
You see? Flippant.
My friend here thinks you're all sitting around like flippant sheep.
Yeah?
She's coming up in October.
Oh, yeah.
What would I learn? You're my teacher and you're my lover. I want to live with you, not be put in cold storage for 3 years. If you really love me, you'd support me. I don't want to go home. I want to stop and make love. If there was any justice in the world, this car would break down now. I'll go to Cambridge on one condition. That you'll come with me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
God loves me.
Oh. Good evening. Car broken down. Heap.
Mr. and Mrs.
Just the one night.
Sign. Dinner?
We've eaten, thanks.
Number 3.
Well, the car's outside number six. Six? We pushed it into six.
Six is occupied.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Three's fine. Come on, darling.
You could always phone the AA, you know.
On a night like this.
Oh, it's freezing.
Paradise.
I'm going to have a shower.
I'll get the place warmed up. Did you notice that woman downstairs? That was a man dressed as a woman. There was 5 o'clock shadow under her makeup. And did you see her hands? His hands? Little tufts of hair growing on the knuckles. Polly? Polly? What are you doing?
Shower's bust.
Oh, thank God.
What?
Anthony Perkins. Oh, forget it before your time.
Oh, make love to me. Now, please.
Yes. 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 But you must phone your father.
I'm not a baby. What's happened?
The bed's collapsed. Oh, Polly, go on, phone your dad.
Hello? Hello?
Angel Motel?
Yes, I know. This is Mrs. Heap, number 3. I'd like to report a broken bed.
Don't tell him that. We can fix it.
And make a transfer call to where, please? 0920-494949.
You want the operator.
You're right, she is a man.
King?
You have a transfer call from a Cambridge call box. Will you pay for the call?
No, I won't. Who is it?
Mrs. Heap.
Mrs. Heap is calling.
Mrs. Heap?
Will you pay for the call?
I will.
Daddy?
Polly?
Look, you're not going to believe this, but we've broken down.
Have a nice day, did you?
Yes, it was lovely. Mr. Heap's
car broke down, and it's such a foul night.
Where are you?
Where are we?
Well, it says Angel Motel on the blanket.
It's a motel. It's called the Angel.
Single rooms, I take it?
Of course, single rooms. Daddy?
Mrs. Heap.
They were full up. The singles. There's been,
Sheep shearing contest.
A local sheep shearing contest where we are. And, Mr. Heap's going to sleep on the floor. Promise, Daddy.
Stay right where you are. Right where you are.
Sheep shearing. Heap shagging, she means. Abuse of trust. Abuse of trust, by God.
How long do you suppose? All through her A-levels? All that time?
Oh, she's left school. You can't touch her.
I don't care what you think, Mother. I'll have him sprat all over my front page.
Oh, it's not the news of the world you're running.
Much as he'd like to.
It's an unmitigated, unholy, bloody disaster. That's what it is.
Stay here.
That's what he said. Will he call the police?
No, why should he? You're over 16. Mr. King.
Heap.
Speaking.
Give me my daughter.
It's for you.
Hello, Daddy.
Now, you listen to me, young lady. You get in a taxi, you go straight to Aunt Shirley in Royston. She's expecting you within the hour.
Mrs. Heap did not stay here last night.
Your story.
You bloody well know she didn't. We called a taxi. She had to visit a sick aunt. I'm not paying for two, you can do what you like.
Look, I'm not charging you for the bloody bed. You going to make trouble?
Do you take excess?
That'll do nicely.
You were out of petrol, sir.
What?
Your tank was empty.
What do you mean? The needle said half full.
Your needle's a bit of a liar, sir. Sign here.
And sign here.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Who's that?
Are we talking husbands?
Oh, Dee, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Where's David?
Next door with Mrs. Thompson. And where were you last night?
Hello, Dee.
Sorry, Roger, this is...
Pleased to meet you at last. We were just going for a Sunday bevy, that pub on the canal. Care to join us?
No, Roger, he doesn't. Polly's father phoned. He wants to see you this afternoon. His house, 5:30. Out of the way, Boggle!
Maybe see you later on, old chap. Discuss the situation.
What?
Good evening, Mrs. King.
Don't you dare!
Mr. King?
Heap! Jesus!
Are you hurt?
I'm all right, I'm all right. Bloody driveway at tip at the moment. New garage and a flat above it. Put my mother in it. Above the garage, granny flat.
Very sensible.
Tell her that.
Stairs no problem for the old lady?
Once she's up there, that's it. She stays there, that's the intention. You got a mother, Heap?
Alas, dead. She's,
Come to the greenhouse and see my geraniums. That's better.
Christ almighty, Mr. King. You could have... There's glass in your tomatoes, look. It's going to cost you money.
Worth every penny. Drink. Scotch, ice...
Thank you.
You realise, of course, your career as English master at Rose Hill Comprehensive is over. I'm not a vindictive man. You can leave the district, change your name, I shan't pursue you.
You might find the headmaster rather loath to lose me. He'll put the school's interests first. He'll be thinking of Karen and Natalie, two very bright girls in Polly's league academically.
You're screwing them too.
Oh, isn't it strange? It's very strange, you know, that a man of 39 can... Your society finds this quite acceptable. Be permitted to love...
Love?
To fall in love...
Sex.
Fall deeply in love with a girl of 18, of 19, provided she's not either a novice nun...
Novice?
Nun, or a girl pursuing her education. Her teacher, who probably... cares more about her than anyone. It's taboo.
Herbert.
Oh, Mrs. King, I love your daughter. I humbly believe she loves me.
He's cracked.
All right, Jen.
She didn't break up my marriage. My wife's extremely fond of her. She babysits my son. He loves her. She loves him and everyone's happy. Happy.
He'll ruin her life.
Gerald.
Right, I'll handle this. You go and see to Mother.
She's my bloody daughter too.
See what you've done? See how you upset her? Motels. Dirty, sneaky motels behind our backs. I mean, we are parents, are we not?
She phoned you.
And got caught in a lie. Heap! I mean, you've had intercourse with her. You're not denying that. You've had your nasty little way with her. When did it start? After lessons? Back at the bike sheds? And as for your insinuation that I don't care, that really takes the lid off the biscuit. You're scum in my book, vermin, my friend. King.
Daddy?
Got your lover with me.
I'm coming home.
You're staying there.
Mr. King, I got her to Cambridge. She won't go without me. Do you want your daughter to go to Cambridge?
Listen, Heap. Let me tell you about this family. My mother was the brainy one. Talented painter in her youth. Now, you see that? That's one of hers. Storm over Market Harbour. Abstract.
It's... Well, it's,
What do you know about it? You like it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Because she never really stood a chance, my mother. Pushed into marriage by an ignorant shopkeeper father
Oh, she had it all. Still does. But her failing faculties. As for my wife, Joan, she had other qualities. The brains, I'll be honest, skipped a generation to Polly. Are you telling me you can make her happy?
Happy?
You got her to Cambridge. Well, you bloody well keep her there.
This is bad news, dear miss.
Zach?
Bad for me, bad for the school.
The school in Polly King.
Teachers of your calibre don't grow on trees, you know.
I love you, sir.
Personal, is it? Marriage?
See how you've upset Karen, sir. Dirty, sneaky motel.
Got her to Cambridge.
Bloody well keep her.
Bloody well keep her there.
Jill.
Get out of my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, right.
God help us. What happened then?
Polly's father. He knows. I'm pissed on his whiskey.
You poor silly heap. Come on, shoes off.
Look, what you and me had once, didn't we?
Trousers?
I mean, this builder, Roger Bodger. You sure about him?
What do you care?
I do care. Of course not. Jill, do you want this swimming pool life Mandalay crap?
What I want is no longer your concern.
No. Listen, Jill. I want for you to be settled. Happy is... It's important to me, that.
Come on, let's get you into bed.
Morning, sir.
Karen. Natalie. Oh. How do you know where I live?
Karen lives up London Road, sir. She passes every day on the bus.
You'll catch a chill in your underpants, sir. When you didn't turn up this morning, we thought we'd pop round and see you was all right.
Oh, it's kind of you, Karen.
There you are, Boggle. Nice breakfast.
Oh, you do look a bit under the weather. Was it your music night at the Dog and Duck?
No, it wasn't.
Heat Partners and Sons Limited, how may I help you?
Oh, Mr. Heat, please.
Afraid he's in a board meeting at the moment, madam. Then he's flying to Tokyo this afternoon.
Tokyo?
This is his personal assistant, Miss Bundy, speaking.
Oh no, it's Mrs. Bowles.
Oh, give me that. Daphne?
Is that you, Dermot? Who was I talking to just then?
Oh, my cleaning woman.
I thought I recognised that voice.
I'm sorry I'm not in this morning, Daphne. I'm not well. Headache, raging sore throat, virus.
Almost as big a liar as us.
Well, it would help us all very much if you'd phone us. Your class is unattended and Mr. Garth is not best pleased.
Goodbye, Daphne.
Did she ramble us?
Yeah, I think she did.
Natalie was only practising for real life, sir, in case she don't get to Cambridge. Is sugar in your coffee?
I'll get it!
Oh, no.
Sorry to be a nuisance, Mr. Heap, but I was just passing on the off chance with my tape measure and I... Oh, my word. I can see this is not the convenient moment. Your trousers in the bedroom, sir. Oh, I'll just pop up and fetch them for you.
And that's it for tonight, as the bishop said. A nice warm hand for the band, the Eddie Johnson Trio. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And you, sir, stay home now and no hanky-panky. God bless.
Any more like that lot? I don't know. Dermid, your wages. Blue anchor, Wednesday, right?
Thanks, Eddie.
You were wonderful.
Oh, shut up.
You were, they loved it. We can bop like that at their age.
Listen, Polly, you're going to Cambridge. Now, if you don't like it, you can leave, but you're going to give it a chance, all right?
Eddie's nobbled you.
No, not your father. I'm telling you.
If you two want a bed for the night, I'm locking up.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Look at me. Polly, look at me. Do you really want to be the second wife of a schoolmaster before you're 20? Because that's your fate if you don't go.
Who said anything about marriage? Why can't we just live together?
What, here in where?
Here. Wherever you like. Tonga.
Tonga?
The world's our oyster. Look, I know all this is getting you down and you're feeling responsible, but that's negative, and I just don't believe you're a negative person, are you?
No, you're right. You're right, I'm not a negative person, no. I'm telling you now, you go to Cambridge.
Come along, you two, I've had a terrible evening.
You've been a pain in the neck, all right.
And you've been a pain in the eardrums, mate. And she's too young for you, leave her alone.
What's age got to do with it?
Yeah, what's age got to do with it?
As the bishop said.
Look, being responsible is reading the situation right. Reading the other person. And there's only one other person, and that's me.
Don't I come into it? Polly, go to bloody Cambridge and let's take it from there. Just go. I'll come too.
Oh, you mean it?
I mean it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Cretin.
Nan? Aren't you chilly up here?
No, dear. So, it's the men follow the women nowadays, is it?
You think I'm being selfish? It was all your fault I got there in the first place.
Wasn't it your Mr. Heap got you there?
He was a distraction. You were my inspiration.
Oh, rubbish.
You said education was rubbish, most of it.
What I say, dear, is my business.
Mother! Polly!
You'd have been a right little fool not to go. A right little fool.
What are you doing up there? There's a storm coming.
Nan wanted to see her new home.
Yeah, but it isn't finished yet. These stairs aren't secure and the roof isn't on. Come down at once, the pair of you.
The sky's a better roof than you'll ever build, my boy.
Mr. Garth, I put a letter on your desk this morning.
Right, yes.
I wondered if you'd opened it. It was my resignation.
Yes, I opened it.
I'm sorry if it came to you as a shock. I don't want to leave you in the lurch.
You won't, Heap. I could fill your post 10 times over. Now, if you don't mind, I've got 5A to instruct.
It's modelled on a real French chateau, Dee. Original.
Original? It's fake. It's a dungeon. It's 56 grand, which is way over half what we'll get for the cottage, and that's assuming we ever get a buyer.
It's not a dungeon, if you don't mind, and it's right for me and David. Are you going to make trouble? Look at the garden. See the little ducklings on the pond. It's perfect.
Well, it's good for Boggle, I grant you.
Oh, I'm not having your dock.
What?
If you can't manage her in Cambridge, you'll have to get rid of her. Get in the car, Boggle.
Can I help you?
Boxer Society.
That's us. And you must be...
Mr. Heap. And this is Comra, Lady of Bogside. Boggle.
Boggle?
He's a basket, bowl, toys.
Jealous?
She's not going to live here, is she? In Norwich?
No, dear, we're just the collecting point. She's going to live in Cromer.
Cromer? Beach? Sand?
Winter only. Dogs banned the beach all other times. Right. In you come, Boggle.
Goodbye. I'm sorry, girl. Sorry.
Darling, Daddy isn't going to live here anymore.
I'm not Daddy. Where's Boggle?
Now,
I want my Boggle.
Yeah, Now, don't you fret, young man. He's a happy doggy.
Bowie! I want my boggle! He's not here! Where's he gone?
All right, Mr. Heap?
Sorry, he's not here. I'm Mrs. Heap. Won't you come in?
We've come about the house, dear. Dorothy and Arnold Clayton. We spoke with the agents, Parsons and Parsons, and we're quite interested.
Yes.
Oh, oh dear. Temper?
Yes. Excuse me. David!
My wife wants to take some measurements.
For carpets and curtains and things. But if it's not convenient...
No, please. This is my... This is Roger. Roger, can you...
Yes, what? Oh, by all means.
David, I will not have this behaviour. Do you understand me?
Well, now. Yes, this is the kitchen.
Would they be wanting to take the lino?
Let's have a look. Well, no, I shouldn't think so.
Could you direct me to Miss Polly King's room, please? She's a fresher.
King? Let me consult my list, sir. King. I've got a Samuel King, a Frida King Martin... wait a minute now. Ah, King. Miss P.
Hello. I'm a friend of Miss King. Polly.
Who?
Your roommate. She's here somewhere. Do you mind if I wait?
I'm unpacking. But if you want to be useful, you can take that hideous picture off the wall.
Polly's grandmother painted that. It's called Storm Over Market Harborough.
Is it? Well, where's mine going to hang?
Oh, this one here. Isn't this Suzanne Longlong, the famous tennis player?
She was great-grandmamma's best friend.
Oh, Dee, thank God you're here. Dad's got a parking ticket, unloading. He's driven off furious.
Hello.
Polly, meet...
Rosalind Newbold. Hi. Is there a bathroom in this frightful place?
Oh, God, she's scary.
I'm here.
All these tennis rackets. And that huge bouquet.
Don't let Suzanne Longlong above the fireplace.
Who's Suzanne Longlong?
You don't know.
And she's pinched the desk by the window.
Polly, just a minute. Slow down. Here. From a humble admirer.
A red rose. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to Cambridge.
God, have you seen the bathroom? It smells.
Rosalind, about this desk. It's got the light, it's got the view. Now, what say we spin a racket?
Yes, all right. But it has no rough or smooth. When did you last play?
Look, it doesn't matter, really.
Oh, yes, it does. Toss a coin, Rosalind?
What? Tails.
Tails it is.
Happy now? These flowers are yours, by the way.
Mine?
Well, I can't think of anyone who'd send flowers to welcome me to Cambridge.
Oh... Chin up, dear. Fear no one. Love, Nan.
Hello. We're your college parents. Janet Boulder.
Barbara Coos. Any problems, you bring them straight to us.
Read this. Our report on sexual malpractice.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
We have to know about any unwanted sexual attentions, advances or propositions you get during the term.
The full spectrum from innuendo to rape. Okay.
In this pamphlet, there are 64 testaments from last year. More than half of them involving men in authority. Supervisors, visiting academics, doctors...
Don't believe a word of it. It's all in their minds.
28% male students.
Pure and rubbish. I'm Giles, by the way.
Ned Osborne.
Rosalind. Hi.
Polly King.
Hello. Polly.
Only 4% people outside college, which is rather significant.
A Japanese tourist, mainly. Squeeze in, Rosalind. What are you reading, both of you?
English.
They've got Walters.
Dr. Walters?
Your director of studies. The one we most want to nail.
Old Andy Walters? Never heard such rubbish. Andrew Walters is the best kind of quiet young American. Cultured, charming...
Probably gay, I always thought.
Drives a Morgan.
Well, if he tries anything with me, I know one or two tricks.
She's Gloucestershire's junior tennis champion.
Thwack!
If he tries anything with you, Polly, you come straight to me. Never mind their beastly surveys. You come to me.
Thank you.
If he
fancies you, apparently. First he tears your work to shreds. Then he starts blaming your poor performance on your love life and wants to know all about that. Then he makes comments on your personal appearance. Then he touches you and tries to kiss you. And if you're stupid or frightened enough...
Look.
What? Where?
Over here. Come on. I'll show you.
It's a furniture van.
Not anymore. I got it this morning. Isn't she grand? Now mind the step up. Mattress, blanket, kettle, my drums.
You're going to live in this thing.
Why not?
I don't believe it.
Why not? Hello, I've got rudimentary cooking. I'll probably eat out mainly.
But what about going...
Toilet facilities. Just across the road, by the bank.
And photos of David and Boggle and me.
It's home.
Glass of sherry, miss?
King. Polly King, sir.
Oh, no. No, sir, Polly. Andrew. In all circumstances, formal and otherwise, it's Andrew. That's a fine suntan you have.
Me? Rosalind.
Good vacation, Rosalind?
Well, I was playing tennis and also a fortnight in Positano with my parents.
Positano. Okay. Now, maybe you're all wondering why you have an American teaching you English. Well, I've been here 5 years, and I haven't been rumbled yet. You see, they teach English at Harvard, which is where I did my schooling. Okay, now. You all got sent a reading list. You got that with you?
Yeah.
Good. Now, who read all the books on the list?
Me.
Give your name when you speak.
Deirdre Lambert.
Now, who read only one or two? None? How many did you read, Polly?
Oh, six, I think.
You think?
Donne's Songs and Sonnets, Bartholomew Fair, Dante's Divine Comedy.
The Dent Temple Classics or Dorothy Sayers and Penguin?
Dent.
Good. It wasn't intended you should plough your way through all the list. Reading should be the natural activity of an interested mind. That's a mind interested in another mind. The medallion, Polly, around your neck. Most attractive. Oh, D.H. Is that significant? D.H. Lawrence, perhaps?
No, it's something I picked up somewhere. Andrew. That's in there, by the archway.
Has he tried anything?
Give him a chance.
You better introduce us.
What for? Come to bed.
No, Polly. I'm here to help you.
Oh.
With an essay, Polly.
Do it in bed.
Will it hold?
Solid as a rock.
Oh, Rosalind's back. What if she comes in to borrow something?
She's not that dim. And I'm beginning to like her, actually.
And Suzanne Longlong's above the fireplace, I noticed. Where's Market Harborough?
Under the bed. We traded it for the desk by the window.
This can't be allowed. I mean, me here, you'll get sent down, won't you?
Yeah, it's going on all the time.
Really? I don't know if I can do it under these conditions.
Want a bat?
Oh, Polly.
Relax.
I should be out looking for a job.
That's easy, man of your calibre. And we must find you a band to play in.
Yeah, middle-aged drummer in this town.
Oh, I want you to be happy. You're doing your thing and me doing mine. Sharing it all. Oh, then we'll win. Won't we?
Yeah.
Come to the pictures.
Oh, well, I've got a Chaucer essay.
And where's Nav Ratilova?
Having a bath.
Oh, goody.
Giles, Ned, stop him.
Pavarotti, Sutherland, Springsteen. It's your taste.
What are you doing? Get out!
Rosalind's. Those are mine over there.
All right. Blues in the Night. Ricky Lee Jones. Yes. There was a Joe leaning on the back door. A couple of Jills with their eyes on a couple of bills. Their eyes were stating that they were waiting to get their hands on some easy money. How's it with Andy?
No problem.
Ned, where's Giles?
God, if your swinish friend no manners. Bathroom key. Catch Polly. He didn't barge in, and now he's locked in. I'm filing a complaint to Janet.
Always was a filthy-minded beast. Leave him to cool off.
They want us to go to the pictures.
What's on?
Anything's on. You slip out of your bathrobe, put something on, and we'll find out what's on.
All right. But I'm not going with him.
And not me. Work, sorry.
I'm not a vampire.
Ned, get me out of this bloody bathroom.
Yes, I know you're not.
It's old English. Tough, is it?
Well, it is quite hard to begin with.
Ned, bloody hell.
What are you reading?
For me, Arcananth. Archaeology and Anthropology.
Oh.
Known as the DOS option for layabouts. Unlike some faculties, we do boast a social life which revolves primarily around the coffee room, occasionally oiled by parties. We may not be perfect, but few deny we're a course of wide appeal and interest.
Oh, well, yeah, that's good, yeah.
They're not bad, these rooms. I had one last year.
Neddy!
Where'd you go to school, Polly?
Oh, you wouldn't have heard of it. It was a comprehensive in the middle of nowhere.
Where's that?
Where in Hertfordshire, actually.
Some achievement, then. Winding up here.
We were literate. I was lucky with my English teacher. What was your school?
Oh, someplace called Harrow. I was lucky with my connections. Oh, God, I'd better release him. You don't want him caterwauling all night.
I'm coming! Coming, Giles!
Really? Oh, aren't you coming, Polly?
No, I can't, Ria. I've got to do this Chaucer essay for Andy. Have a nice time.
Oh, I'm fearfully sorry, Roslyn. Don't know what came over me. Must be the medication for my sinuses. Behave myself in future, promise.
Do shut up. Let's go if we're going.
Oh, was
bye. Bye.
Damn, blast it.
Want some help?
Bloody chain keeps doing it.
Well, let me have a go.
Oh, yes, all right.
There.
Is it going to take long?
No.
I'm late for a lecture. Look, is this going to take forever? Look, honestly, forget it. I'll walk.
There, it's done.
Oh, thanks. Will it happen again?
I shouldn't think so.
Well, thanks very much.
That was very Christian of you, sir. I've seen you about the college, haven't I?
What? Oh, you may have, yes.
That's what I'm paid for. Faces.
Well, I'm a teacher. You see,
oh,
I
teach?
Would...
Yeah.
Look, you don't have somewhere where I could clean my hands.
Well, I do as it happens. Follow me, sir.
What a fine spell of weather. I love this town in the fall. Don't you, Polly? That's all for today. Deirdre, you can go now.
Thank you, Andrew.
Polly, a moment, please.
Oh.
Sit down. Your essay, The Pardoner's Tale. Okay, now would you mind telling me who fed you all that crap?
Sorry?
I'm paying you the compliment. It didn't come from your own head. Or any book on this subject. So where did it come from? You gonna level with me?
I discussed it with a friend, some of it. Was that wrong?
Friend doesn't by chance drive a grey Ford furniture van, registration OJN429X, does he? Initials DH? Sometimes seen loitering around these historic buildings? Who is he, Polly? Tell me, please.
Well, I don't think that's got anything to do with my essay, Andrew. If you don't want me consulting others, fine, I won't. But I thought it was called research. The natural activity of an interested mind. And isn't it my business who I see in my free time? May I go now, please?
You saucy girl.
What'd he do then?
What could he do? I left. What'll he do now?
This Chaucer buff who helps you. Who he?
He's my teacher. My ex-teacher.
What's he doing up here?
He's my boyfriend. Well, I'm trying to slot him into my life up here.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a gas. He left his wife and child for me. Well, not because of me, but he's left them.
Quite some girl.
Yes, I am.
Hey! You two over there!
Who, us?
Yeah, you! You! That's private land you're on. Can't you read that notice? Go on! Go on, off with you!
We'll dispute this. I'm a student!
Good
not of King's College, you're not. That belongs to King's College.
What's your authority?
What did you say?
You let visitors walk freely your side of the water, round the college. And behind you now are Japanese cousins.
Don't you play clever with me, young man.
It's a stupid rule. I used to have breakfast here on this bank all last summer. Nobody objected.
Right. Your name?
Arthur Mulligan.
College?
Robinson.
Oh, come on, Ned, let's go.
No intention.
Sad tale, but not an unfamiliar one, dear mate. Most of them come up here with some lover in tow. But it's a big change of life for them up here. All the old loyalties just curl up and die, in my experience. And you burnt your boats, you say?
I have, yes, Barry. Burnt my boats.
No job? No prospects? Well... You can always mend bicycles. There's about 6,000 in this town, and not many in working order. All you need is a few repair kits, and I know where you can get them cheap. You can pick up trade in the streets, no trouble at all.
Is it legal?
Why, the police would thank you for it. Higher level of safety. Mine's a pint if you buy in, thank you very much.
There he is! Can you see him?
Oh, what, the BMW?
No, behind it.
There's a van behind it.
That's him. Oh, look, he's stopping at the lights. Oh, come and meet him. Dee, this is Ned Osborne. He's in my college. He's reading Ark and Amp. Ned, this is Diarmid Heap.
Hello, Ned. How are you?
I'm fine. Diarmid, fine.
Oh, lights are green. Must go. Bye.
Heap?
That's Heap.
Hump's furniture?
No. It's his mobile home.
God. Jill, it's Dee. You all right?
Fine, thank you. Apart from David getting mumps. And your friends the Claytons wittering about the survey. I need you here, actually.
Can't Roger advise?
It's not his house, Dee. It's not his problem.
Well, isn't he living there?
Of course he isn't. You think I'd give you that satisfaction? I'm sorry. How's Polly?
She's fine.
Where are you living?
She's in college. I'm moving about a bit, going into business. Can I speak to David? The money's going.
David, come and talk to Daddy. Quick now.
David?
Roger's mended his engine. It works now.
David? David?
Dee, I don't want to worry you, but there's a man writing on the side of the van.
Yeah, I'm paying him.
Dee Heap. The flying bike.
Repairman. Plus the phone number contact, your porter's lodge. You fancy a sausage?
Are you serious about this?
Absolutely. There are 6,000 bikes in this town breaking down every second minute. I'm doing a public service, I believe.
But what a great idea. Well, it's brilliant. Ned can design you a T-shirt with logo. We'll sell them everywhere.
Ned. Oh, Ned. Yes. Good. All hands to the pump.
Further testimony to Chaucer's extraordinary use of imagery.
Thank you, Deirdre. Good work. Going to hear Professor Leesley lecture Tuesday.
Yes, I will, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
You did go to school, did you, Polly?
Yes.
We have a problem, you and I. You must have convinced someone you have the right to be here. You want a drink? I've got gin, vodka, whiskey.
If you haven't seen my ability, it's because you haven't given me the confidence to show it. Everything I've tried, you criticise. Deirdre doesn't put a foot wrong.
She's cleverer than you.
She's not that clever.
Take it easy.
I won't. If your plan is to get me angry, then let's have it out. Fine, I'll have a gin.
Slimline tonic?
I don't need a slimline tonic, Andrew. Can't you see?
Oh, I can see well enough.
If you saw less and listened more, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Whoa!
I'm not scared of you. I was warned about this. You're in a survey.
Yes, I have a copy of it somewhere, but I'm not named. And you are overstepping the mark, young lady. 5 weeks in, I'm taking this from you? I can't believe my ears.
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Drink your gin. It's pretty clear to me your problem. You may think you're bold and forthright, but you have someone pulling your wires for you. A sophisticated love affair. And he's in town. And I know who he is. Mr. Heap, the flying repairman. The Chaucer scholar. I damn near smashed into him in my Morgan this afternoon. He's holding on to you and you to him because you're scared, young lady. Scared the wheels are going to fall off your life without him. He's dragging you down, Polly. He's a millstone around your pretty neck, and you won't make it through one term unless you tell him to get on one of his damn bikes and pedal off.
Dee, this is my tutor, Dr. Walters. Mr. Heap. Dimmit.
Mr. Heap, this is a pleasure. Let me buy you a drink.
Yes, I'll have a pint of Guinness.
Polly, gin and tonic?
Bitter shandy, thank you, Andrew.
Don't go away now.
You really want this?
Yes.
But Chaucer is not a struggling primitive dermid. He was an educated man who spoke three languages.
I know he spoke three languages, and who said he was a struggling primitive? Not me, not us.
I think
the problem we have here, Dermid, is a problem of viewpoint. At university, we try to open up possibilities. While at school, you may have to be more concerned with the closing down of conclusions. At university, it's not what the author says so much as the way he presents the conflict. We don't impose our views.
Well, you have no opinions.
Excuse me?
I don't know how you teach at university, but I know how I teach. I have to engage to catch the imagination of 17-year-olds, and I don't believe in putting their backs up.
Yes, probably some degree of cosseting is necessary.
What?
Pumping your own ideas into them.
Oh, come on. Teaching is personal. It has to be on some level, but you don't ram your prejudices down their throats. You always put certain things on the back burner.
Wonder if we're not straying from the point here, Dermot. See, I have a problem with Polly, who clearly believes the sun shines out of your back burner, and you're still around. So we're tussling for possession of her young mind.
Well, I never realized education was so exclusive, Andrew. If that's the accepted view around here, then I apologize.
Oh, God.
But what the heck are you doing here? I mean, apart from fixing push bikes. I mean, why aren't you laying it right there on your 17-year-olds?
Look, I don't know what Polly's told you.
Nothing. I told him nothing.
But I'll come clean with you. I'm in love with this lady, Andrew. Deeply in love with her. Now, if it's a problem, it's mine. I don't think it should get in the way of your teaching her.
I can't teach her if you're in love with her.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm going. Excuse me.
Polly!
Let her go, is my advice to you, my friend.
Polly, wait.
You ruined everything.
I've done what?
Stupid to take him on. He can beat you to a pulp.
Some yank from Harvard?
Stupid vanity. Just because he criticised your rotten essay.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you're not honest with yourself. You won't face the truth.
What truth? That he's cleverer? A better teacher? Listen, I've got more Chaucer in my little finger.
Then why aren't you here instead of him?
Oh, dear God, Polly, this is insane.
Oh, leave me alone. I want to be on my own.
Dermot!
Jesus.
You like Mexican? There's a new place I'm game to try if you are.
What for?
So we can get to the heart of this problem?
I got a girl who's always late. Every time we have a date. But I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate. See if we can get things straight. Cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Ned!
You is still my baby, baby. Has my flame in your heart done gone out?
I didn't know you played the guitar.
Well, I do.
Yes, ma'am.
I designed T-shirts, too. What do you think? Good, eh?
Look, not tonight. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, look, what's the matter? Broken dreams? We have a broken dream here, I think.
What?
Note from Roslyn. Slipped on the bath mat, torn my bloody ligaments, gone to Addenbrooke's hospital. Love, Ros. The car's outside. So, what was your bad news? Your two middle-aged jokers screwing you up? Andy and your repairman?
Have you got a Miss Newbolt here? Sorry, who? Miss Newbolt, please. Torn ligaments.
Poor guy. He's far from hearth and home because of you. Completely adrift. And now you're feeling guilty.
Polly! Ros!
Free yourself, Polly.
Oh, do shut up. Ros, are you okay?
No, I'm bloody not.
Ned and I have come to take you home.
What's happened to her?
She's injured herself, can't you see?
Look, make way, Giles, we've got to get her into
Yeah, into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Bugger off, all of you! Oh,
yes, leave us, please.
A little spicy, but not bad. Lift home, Dermot?
No, I'm just down the road.
It's been constructive getting to know each other. You and Polly must come over to my house for dinner.
But you live in college.
With all those young girls around me? You're kidding.
Oh, yeah, the girls.
Good night, Dermot. Go easy now.
The name is Dermot.
Crouch is here by the bed if you need to get up in the night.
I'm done for.
No, you're not.
I am. It's the tennis gone, and what else is there? I haven't made friends, not like you. I'll be forgotten.
I won't forget you.
Men will. I put them off when I'm active. Now look at me, fat chance I've got now.
Don't be silly.
It's true. Mummy says I'm a late developer, but how late can you get? Dances, hunt balls and tournaments. When I do meet boys, they're all so wet.
All of them?
Cambridge should have been different. I wanted someone to take me, just take me.
Ros?
Like you and Ned.
Me and...
Hello? Glass of wine?
Yes.
Help yourself, it's over there.
All right.
Come here, relax.
That's better.
You know, I've only two things to say to you, Polly. I have a father in Switzerland and a mother in Paris. Where do you want to spend Christmas? Fantastic. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Education.
Was I?
Yes. No. What I mean is, well, education. What a load of old bull it all is.
What my nan says.
Well, she's right. I mean, what are we doing here? Well, for me, it's just icing on the cake. Careers all mapped out in advance. All I need is someone to laugh and loiter with. I've found you. You're the most friendly, giving person I've ever met. It beams out of you. What jammy sod I am.
Anatomy of Human Nature at its most profound and profoundly disturbing level can be called the excremental vision.
Crap.
So writes the critic Norman O. Brown. What he means is that Swift's poems are about the conflict between our animal body, epitomized by the anal function, and our pretentious sublimation.
It's bollocks.
To back up this notion that Swift was unnaturally but preoccupied with anality...
All he's saying is people go to the lavatory.
Shush.
We know, of course, that he built public conveniences in Market Hill, and he even wrote about them. In separate cells, the he's and she's here pay their vows on bended knee.
Oh, I can't listen to this. Give me the podium, I'll tell them what it's about.
The understanding of Swift begins with a recognition that most critics have missed the point, as Swift meant them to. He wasn't a satirist for nothing, for God's sake.
Is that Professor Leasley?
Well, it's his room.
It's not Leasley.
Dean Swift was contemptuous of critics, and he raged against the baseness of man. By that, he meant nations, professions, communities. He was perhaps mad, certainly very ill at the end of his life. Is it Lang who says, we're all surrounded by pseudo-events and we adjust to them, falsely seeing them as real and true and even beautiful?
My God, it's a flying
pen. In the society of men, the truth is in exile. Our social realities are now so ugly if seen in the light of that exiled truth. And beauty is no longer possible if it's not a lie. What's to be done? We who are living in the heartland of a senescent capitalism, can we do more than sing our sad and bitter songs of disillusion and defeat? Yes, we can. We can write Gulliver's Travels.
Most enlightening, Professor Eve. When are you lecturing again? Your name is not on the board. I should like to bring some friends along to hear you.
Well, I'm just passing through.
Ah, a visiting fellow.
Yeah, yes, I may do another next week.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Oh, great.
The other fellow was talking rubbish, Polly, and I proved a point. Andrew's idea that I'm only good for 17-year-olds. I had them riveted. What did your friends think?
They were confused.
Didn't give that impression. I know my Swift.
It wasn't your Swift. They thought you mended bikes. Where are we?
New home. I can't live in the van anymore. Too many bicycles. You're coming in.
We share the kitchen, bathroom. Oh, this is Valerie.
Hi.
And here's Pam off on night duty. Pam, meet Polly. She's an undergraduate.
Hello, love. Hi.
Through here, my room. Window onto the garden, you share.
Yeah, it's great.
You're not worried. My co-tenants, the nurses.
Terrific. There's no problem.
Good. So, I'll get unpacked. Then, what should we do tonight?
Fancy a party?
Yes! I'll get you one of those. Sign the leg! Sign the leg!
And cool the toes with champagne!
Oh, now this is a shared party, Rosalind. It's a bring and buy t-shirt party for our celebrity guest, the Flying Repairman! Yeah!
14 quid, special offer!
Oh, by the way, the famous lecture, bet with Andy, was it?
More of an accident now.
He's not a real lecturer. He was wasting our time.
And the taxpayers' money.
Only if you didn't learn anything, Barbara.
Right. If Leasley didn't show, you got a freebie. Where's my name, Rosie? Up in this corner.
Get away. And don't call me Rosie.
Oh. Do any of you want to learn? Who is here at Cambridge to learn? What? You're just putting off the day when you all have to go and make a living, right, Ned? Well, you picked the wrong one, Professor. Ned's a man of means.
Oh.
Father in Switzerland, mother in Paris, right, Paul?
Thank you. Switzerland, Paris.
We are here to learn, to get qualifications, to make a living.
But who wants to learn for the joy of it? What I've seen of Cambridge is it's a trap. You were pushed into it, most of you, by parents and teachers, their ambitions, and you were lucky to get here. And you're all aging before my eyes.
It's rather patronising.
World-weary before you even step into it. Knowing, yes, but knowing what?
Teach us something.
You know, Deirdre, you'll take any old crap that's dumped in front of you without question, won't you?
Well, thank you, Professor. That's put us all in our place.
Oh, but the T-shirts are selling well.
I've come to learn.
I've come to sleep with 50 women.
Oh, surely we must distinguish between vocational and non-vocational subjects.
I think you are a bit hard on us. We're only young.
Callum.
Gulliver is visiting an academy on Laputa. He discovers all manner of pointless exercises being taken very seriously. One of them had been 8 years upon a project for extracting sunbeams out of cucumbers.
What is he saying?
Well, he's teaching.
Oh, stop it, all of you!
Oh, what are you worried about? He's slotting in beautifully.
Polly?
Oh, God.
Is she all right?
Oh, she's all right, Professor. She's all right. I'm going to
use it.
Dear Nan, dear someone, help me.
Mr. Clayton?
Right.
I've just driven down from Cambridge. The traffic was terrible.
What we've got to talk about, Mr. Heath, is a damp patch you've got in your bedroom.
Aye. Really? Well, let's investigate.
Oh, good grief, what's this?
Sorry.
Roger, wife's lover.
Oh!
What's the hold-up?
Excuse us a moment.
Look, it's not what you think, old man. The fact is, I was violently sick last night. Jill thinks it was the curry. She was feeling a bit queasy herself, but I think it's the mumps off your little boy. My neck's swelling up.
Patch has been there for years, never bothered anyone.
What?
Hop out of bed into the bathroom. There's a good fella. The Claytons are outside. Mind the step.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Please, come in.
Woof, you can smell the damp.
I've messed up his life.
You can't say that. He's grown up. You've got to let him go, Polly. It's kindness in the end.
Kindness? He's not some old dog to be put out of his misery.
Well, I ain't sharing you, babe, so make up your mind.
67.50, and that's our final offer, Mr. Heap. Take it.
Mrs. Clayton. Dorothy. Arnold. With period properties, you must accept the odd blemish. Damn. Part of the charm.
Well, it may be charming for you, dear, but my husband's got a bad chest.
What are we arguing about?
Your chest, lovey.
Ah.
Mrs. Clayton, you've already dropped 4,000 from our original agreed price. What say we settle on 69 for a speedy exchange?
We'd have to sleep on that.
Sleep the sleep of the dead, as far as I'm concerned. The deal's off. Come along, Arnold.
Right.
I bought the chateau flat.
Oh, dear. God above us, I don't believe it.
Most enjoyable, Professor. Most illuminating.
Oh.
You wouldn't be so kind as to write it up in my journal. Naturally, I would offer you a small emolument.
All manner of pointless exercises. One of them 8 years extracting sunbeams out of cucumbers to be put into files, hermetically sealed and let out to warm the air in inclement summers.
Wake up!
What?
Me. It's me, Pam, your lover.
What? Snoring, was I?
Oh, you were talking in your sleep, pet.
What I say?
Oh, calm down, nothing wicked. Something about Brobdingnag.
Brobdingnag. It's Gulliver, book two.
You said she was very good-natured and not above 40 foot high, being little for her age.
Parody. It's a parody of human nature, Pam. Our reality.
You a real professor?
No. Who said that?
Oh, look, I've got to go on duty in a minute. I'll bring you a nice cup of tea.
And secured Chaucer's place in the very forefront of English literature.
Thank you, June. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Now, have you heard Professor Leesley lecture? I recommend him. And I'll see you all next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
Stay a moment, will you, Rosalind? A drink? I've got gin, vodka, whiskey, slimline tonic.
Vodka?
I'll join you. We have a little problem, you and I. Is that knee giving you pain?
Oh,
just ease it out a little. Stretch it out. Oh. May I join your plaster club? Right here, above Professor Heap. Thank you. You like this cuisine?
Mmm.
Ever been to Thailand?
No, I haven't.
The women there are wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, this you'd appreciate. They always look 17, the best of them.
Now, hold on. What you do and what I do is not the same, Andrew. Not at all.
Oh, really?
No. I don't go play in the field. Well, once. It happened once with Polly. I don't get put on hit lists.
I very rarely sleep with them, you know. Not these days, in spite of what you may hear about me.
Yeah, but you do harass them. You can't deny it. These are young, delicate minds. Don't you have a sense of responsibility?
Responsibility? To my students? For their morals? What age are you living in? They should be responsible for us, poor creatures.
No, okay.
Come on. You're upset because things aren't going on with you and Polly. Am I right?
You know.
I know what I see from my window.
I'm losing her.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about it? Stand and fight or throw in the towel?
The fight could be a bit undignified.
Hell, what does that matter? If you think yourself in love, I wouldn't know about that kind of thing.
Look, do you think we could take our coffee back in college? Get away from this frenzied emporium.
I'm sorry to call so late. I'm Polly.
Oh, yes. Hi. I'm Val.
Is Mr. Heap here?
Dunno. Do you want to look?
Oh, thanks.
By the way, I hear you're a whiz on Jonathan Swift.
I have my views on him.
And Chaucer?
No, I don't know anything about him.
Oh, I think you showed some promise.
I did?
Maybe I was a little rough.
Rough? You could have destroyed her, you know.
Never a risk. She's got a good head on her shoulders. And she's had a good teacher.
Yes, but can she pull through without him?
Learning is not Polly's problem. Most of them who make it here have the appetite for that. It's getting them to grow up is the difficulty.
It's always been my view. It's teachers should be up here. I mean, they know the real pleasure of it. This college wall. He had to climb in once. 2 a.m. Rat-arsed, clever, and not a care in the world.
Hate to kill the romance, but everyone has a key these days.
Oh, I know they do. It's slowing down the growing up, keeping the child in us. That's what we should be doing. Is it too late, do you think, for me to be a student?
Not at all. Hey, what are you doing?
Turning the clock back. I'm going to talk to Polly. Now.
Okay, but mind those spikes up there. And don't wake the dean.
Geronimo!
It's the son of a bitch.
Heepy. It's your little Rob Nick not come for a cuddle.
Ah! Oh, Craggy.
Who are you?
It's Pam. I thought I'd heard something in the garden. Just an owl, probably.
You've got no clothes on.
Neither have you.
Oh.
Oh, there. Don't cry, Ted. Here, wrap the duvet around you. There now.
I'd know.
Oh, please, don't talk about it. Don't.
But I'd hate you to think. It's just when you come off duty after a difficult day sometimes. Do you fancy a drop of tea, Maria?
Polly? Polly, it's me. Are you there? Polly? Please don't be with Ned. Not before we've talked. Shall I put the light on?
Who's there? Help, help, intruder!
No. Mistake.
Got you, you peeping Thomas bastard.
No, Rosalind, please.
Help, reap.
All right, Ros. I've got him. Deirdre, Porter's Lodge Police.
That's it.
Deirdre, go.
Look, I can explain. Oh, ow. For God's sake, it's Polly. Look, I'm sorry.
You will be, mister.
Professor E.
Yes?
Follow me.
The man is a distinguished academic, an expert on Dean Swift, guest of the college. He simply mistook his room.
I see, sir.
This way, Professor.
Ah, Professor. On behalf of my colleagues, our most profound apologies. The young lady, Miss Newbold here, will not be pressing charges, will you, Miss Newbold?
Apparently not.
It was all a misunderstanding.
Well, that's that, then. You're free, Professor.
I am. Thank you.
You must let me take you to breakfast. I know you have a long and busy day ahead of you.
Intellectuals.
I'm driving.
Where the hell were you?
In your flat, waiting in your bed.
If only I'd known. Are you in trouble?
Well, I had to see the dean to explain what you were doing in my bed on top of Rosalind in her nightdress.
I wasn't in her nightdress.
Oh, please, no jokes.
She attacked me. They beat me to a pulp.
If I don't sort out my problems, the dean said I'll probably be sent down.
That does not sound too unreasonable. Where are you driving us? Polly, where are we heading?
sheep shearing contest.
Dessert?
No, thank you.
Oh, two black coffees, please.
Of all places, the Angel Motel. I could have taken you to a Mexican restaurant, a Thai restaurant.
What was prison like?
Oh, lovely. I shared a cell with a bewildered Japanese. He was wearing one of my T-shirts. You're looking rough, Polly.
Student life. Cigarette?
We don't smoke.
Yes, we do. So, if you're not going on with the bikes, what'll you do for money?
Andy says I should write about prominent dead people for the Reader's Digest. He'll fix me up. You get it all out of the libraries and it pays better than bikes and teaching. What have you brought me here for? Is it you and Ned?
Who told you? Andrew. I wanted to tell you myself.
It wasn't Andrew. It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. What do you mean? Of course it does.
Are you in love?
Of course not. How can I be? I love you.
Well, you can love two people at the same time.
I can't. He's a friend, that's all. He was there.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew this would happen. Didn't I tell you right from the start? I kept telling you, but you wouldn't listen. I should never have come here.
That's silly.
I shouldn't. Must you keep sucking that sweet? Sorry. Sorry.
Your bill.
We haven't had our coffee yet.
You didn't order coffee.
We ordered two coffees.
It doesn't matter, we're leaving.
No, we're not. Two black coffees now, please.
You want coffee?
Pronto. God almighty.
Watch it.
Ned wants to take me to Paris for Christmas.
What?
To meet his mother. Or to Switzerland to meet his father.
Well, of the two, I choose...
Is that all you can say?
Well, what do you want me to say? I have to be at home for Christmas, somehow, for David.
Mistake this. Hopeless. Hopeless.
Look, sit down. Polly, sit down. Now, stop yattering. Just listen. I also have a confession to make.
Yes, I know. Brobnignog.
Brobnig?
She was waiting with me, in your bed. You might at least have chosen the pretty one.
Oh, my God, look, it wasn't quite...
Don't torture yourself. We discussed it all, Pamela and me, over Tia Maria. I'm older than her, by 2 months.
What? Well, it proves we're both unreliable and two very confused people. And in the circumstances, I think I should renounce all claims on you, even if I had any.
Oh, don't be so pompous. It's all done with. It wipes the slate clean.
Polly, look. Go to Switzerland or Paris.
What about next term?
I won't be here.
Cambridge would be unbearable.
Well, how do you know when you haven't tried it?
I love you. We could get somewhere in the town.
It wouldn't work, I don't think.
Then stuff Cambridge. Stuff it all. Let's run away.
Polly.
You're scared, aren't you? You won't see it through. This whole thing has been half-baked from the start.
Half-baked? Now, I'm not having that. Look, I've mended bicycles, I've impersonated a don, I've been charged with molesting a crippled female tennis champion, I've been to jail. Half-baked? Polly, my life here is a fiasco. We had a go, it didn't work out.
You're saying we're finished, then? Will you say it?
We're finished.
You don't want coffee, then?
Oh, no, not the meal. Bring us the bloody coffee. Polly, I'm going for a teaching job in Cromer.
Cromer?
Cromer.
Where Boggle lives.
Oh, yeah. So it is. Well, I shouldn't think they'll refuse me. So I'll be starting in January. All right.
Yes.
Good.
Maybe it was fate, all that's happened, to get my life going and get you back your dog.
Dear Polly.
We've paid for cabin 6.
We have. What do we do about that?
Break the bed one last time.
No springs attached.
No springs. Come on, then.
Two black coffees.
Oh, you're too late, my friend. Too bloody late.
I can manage the bike, Joan.
You'll give yourself a hernia.
No, I won't. Just step out of my way.
Perhaps I can help.
Mummy, Daddy, this is Ned Osborne.
Oh, Ned. Oh, how very nice to meet you, dear.
Polly's, yes, she's told us.
Ned, how are you?
Very well indeed, sir. You want this up on the roof?
Yes, thank you. Yes, on the roof, if you will. I've got the rope to hold it fast.
Look, Gerald.
What?
Look, over there. It's him.
I'll deal with it. So you're here, Heap.
She's here, Mr. King.
Yes, I know she is. We've come to take her back for the vacation. You've heard, I suppose, she's spending Christmas in Paris with this Ned fellow. Well, bully for her, I say.
Will you be in Cambridge next term, Mr. Heap?
I think he's got the message, Joan. Mm. Come on. Don't want a parking ticket.
He's come to see me off.
You want a word with him?
No,
Ready, young lady?
Yes, Daddy. Phone me Sunday.
You bet.
Now, Ned, you're very welcome. You know that. Any time to come and see us.
I shall be delighted, Mrs. King. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right, Ned.
The parents.
I think they like you.
Oh, dear. Yes, well. Fancy a muffin?
Muffin? Why not?
No hard feelings, are there?
Oh, none at all. Pauline Applegate.
Sir.
Adam Buttress.
Sir.
Elizabeth Cram.
Sir.
John Forgan.
Sir.
Mary Golightly.
I'm here, sir.
Vera Griffin.
Sir.
Godfrey Heathcote.
Sir.
Heathcote, sorry. Maureen Ingle.
Sir.
Peter Innocent.
In Heap at Cambridge by Jeremy Paul, Alfred Molina played Heap, Sasha Paul, Polly, James Taylor, Gerald, Susan Sheridan, Joan, Barbara Atkinson, Constance, Tina Gray, Mrs. Clayton, Colin Pinney, Mr. Clayton, Amanda Garwood, Jill, Malcolm Ward, Roger, Una Beeson, Karen and Janet, Vivian Rochester, Natalie and Barbara, John Everts, the motel manager, Teresa Gallagher, Rosalind, David Jarvis, Andrew, Nicholas Bolton, Ned, Gareth Armstrong, Barry, Lyndon Gregory, Giles, and Kathy Sarah, Pam. The director was Matthew Walters.